Hello. As a way to celebrate National Poetry Month, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program would like to recognize poets, both locally and poets celebrated worldwide. We have reached out to students, teachers, and community members asking them to record a poem they have written or a piece that is near and dear to their heart. Here are some community members sharing poems.
Hi, my name is Cassidy Wiley. I am a program developer and teaching artist with Voices, a nonprofit in Carbondale. This is one of my favorite poems. It's one of the first poems that really lit up my imagination and opened me up to poetry. This is Sick by Shel Silverstein. I cannot go to school today, said little Peggy Ann McKay. I have the measles and the mumps, a gash, a rash, and purple bumps. My mouth is wet. My throat is dry. I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I've counted 16 chicken pox. Ah, and there's one more. That's 17. And don't you think my face looks green? My leg is cut. My eyes are blue. It might be in stomatic flu. I cough. I sneeze. Achoo! I gasp and choke. I'm sure that my left leg is broke. My hip hurts when I move my chin. My belly button's caving in. My back is wrenched. My ankle's sprained. My appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold. My toes are numb. I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff. My voice is weak. I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth. I think my hair is falling out. My elbow's bent. My spine ain't straight. My temperature is 108. My brain is shrunk. I cannot hear. There is a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail and my heart is... What? What's that? What's that you say? You say today is Saturday? Goodbye. I'm going out to play. I know that everyone is feeling isolated and feeling uncertain about what everything that's going on right now. And I just want to say a quick message that I hope people keep creating. I hope we keep making art. I hope we keep connecting in the ways that are safe and the ways that we can right now, because that's really what I think is going to get us through this. So stay creative. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to all the community members who have shared their poetry. If you would like to submit a poem to Youth Radio, email beth@azyep.org. This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK Community Radio.